Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, December 6th. Brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, maybe a new Christmas present for the kids, tell you what, why not adopt? Get a hold of the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Telling you, your newly adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, up to date with shots, be all ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends can also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece, blankets, and more. Now, if you would like to help pets in need, please contact them, cofpets.com. That's cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring, and make your family complete by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call them up, 701-775-3732. Well, our weather for today, National Weather Service has issued a winter storm advisory for northwest Minnesota and portions of eastern North Dakota until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We could get 1 to 3 inches of snow with windy conditions. If you are going to be driving today, please be careful. Our high should be right around 12 degrees. Well, a Grand Forks man will spend 15 years in prison after a laundry list of crimes that ended in two Grand Forks County deputies firing their weapons back in February. 38-year-old Joseph Espinoza was originally charged with robbery, burglary, attempted theft, terrorizing, theft, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, reckless driving, driving under suspension, and leaving the scene of an accident. Four of those charges were dropped. Now, the Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office was called to a car that crashed in the ditch of the 800 block of County Highway 81 just before 11:30 a.m. on February 7th. Officials say a caller reported the vehicle passed him on the shoulder of the road at approximately 90 miles an hour just prior to the crash, and also stated the suspect was fleeing on foot from the vehicle. Short time later, deputies were told Espinoza smashed out a large window and broke into a home. A man and a woman were inside the home at the time of the break-in, and the homeowner told dispatch they were going to get a gun. Officials say it was later learned the homeowner fired shots inside the home to get Espinoza out. Struggle ensued over the gun, and Espinoza eventually took the gun and fired several shots inside the home as well. Well, Epitone Energy LLC announced that it has selected Grand Forks to be the location of a $400 million soybean crushing plant that will help create new market opportunities for area farmers who lack access to nearby processing facility. The Epitone plant will be able to process up to 42 million bushels of soybeans per year into crude degummed soybean oil, meat, and hulls, providing economic stability and greater profitability for the region's farmers. Well, big changes coming to Kraft Field in Grand Forks. The field located at Red River High School is home to several teams and looking to get a new grandstand and roof, backstop and safety netting, and elevated viewing decks, among other things. Park Board says current facilities at the field are far past their expected lifespan, showing signs of deterioration, water intrusion, insufficient space planning. A bid from JLG Architects shows construction would take place from March to November of 2023. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish from Moe's Cafe here in the Grand Cities Mall. And it sounds like a good one today. Potato and bacon crusted salmon steak served with a rich corn and mushroom sauce and veggies. Get all that for only $12. What a deal, huh? Hey, whether it's the Daily Dish or anything on the menu, I'm telling you this, you're going to love the food at Moe's Cafe. Check it out, Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, Kirstie Alley, a two-time Emmy winner whose roles on the TV mega hit Cheers and in the Look Who's Talking films made her one of the biggest fans and stars in American comedy in the late 80s and early 90s, died yesterday. She was 71. Alley died of cancer that was only recently discovered. Her children, True and Lily Parker, said on a post on Twitter. Alley's manager, Donovan Daughtry, confirmed the death in an email to the Associated Press. As iconic as she was on screen, she was an even more amazing mother and grandmother, her children's statement said. She starred opposite Ted Danson as Rebecca Howe on Cheers, the beloved NBC sitcom about a Boston bar from 1987 to 1993. She joined the show at the height of its popularity after the departure of original star Shelley Long. And finally, in sports, boys high school hockey has Grand Forks Central hosting West Fargo Cheyenne. Grand Forks Red River traveling to Fargo North. East Grand Forks, they'll play in Crookston tonight. Girls hockey East Side at Breckenridge Wahpeton. High school basketball tonight, Red River Boys at Fargo Shanley. Grand Forks Central will host Fargo Davies. And East Grand Forks takes on Sacred Heart at East Grand Forks at 7:30. UND Women's Hoops tonight at Idaho. And girls basketball, Grand Forks Red River at Fargo Shanley at 5:45. Grand Forks Central will play at Fargo Davies. And there you go. That is your morning update brought to you by Southtown Poorhouse, where every day is a great day. Hey, stop in for your favorite drinks and, of course, happy hour. Buy one app, get one half off every day from 6 to 8 p.m. And you can't forget about $3 burgers on Tuesdays and the awesome steak specials on Thursdays from 5 to 8. Make sure to check out SouthtownPoorhouseGF.com to find out what your favorite band is playing live. This Friday, it's Unleashed, and Saturday, Face for Radio. Every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse, 2015 Library Circle, next to the Grand Cities Mall. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Well, the Great Reset is back at 11 o'clock today with Dr. Dan and David with the Midwest Public Health Coalition as we get ready to say goodbye to Nancy and Anthony and maybe a few others too, right? Hey, check it out at 11. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. You know, the Grand Cities is an awesome place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.